Each month, amateur rocketeers gather at events across the country to launch their rockets into the heavens. It's part hobby, part sport, part little kid wish fulfillment. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez recently attended such a rocket bash put on by one of the largest amateur rocketry groups in the country.
Seven, six,
this is a story about
five,
rockets and the people
four,
who love to build
three,
and launch them.
Two,
so let's start things
one.
Off with a bang. On a vast dry lake bed in the Mojave Desert, safely away from both populated areas and air traffic lanes, hundreds of people have gathered for one of the largest amateur rocketry events in the world, called Rockstock. Organized by the Rocketry Organization of California, the motto for this twice-a-year gathering is peace, love, and rockets.
You know, everybody is out here to show something that they built can do something that they've designed it to do.
Bryce Channis is one of the organizers of Rockstock and a launch control officer here. It's his job to do the countdowns, press the big red button on the control board that launches the rockets, and provide flight color commentary for the crowd.
It's something you can do almost no place else and almost no other hobby, where something you can build in your garage can, you know, break the sound barrier, fly thousands of feet, fire, the noise, the excitement of it all. I mean, the people who come out here for fun are pushing the limits of the hobby, are pushing the limits of where technology is currently.
The rockets are launched from 36 gantries temporarily set up on the floor of the dry lake bed. They range in size from small, foot-long missiles easily carried in the palm of one's hand to 9 and 10-foot tall Titans that take two or more people to wrestle into launch positions. Because the rockets use solid rocket propellant instead of liquid fuels, there's little chance of an explosion or other accident involving fire and flame. Early in the morning, I walk out to a gantry and join Wayne Comfort and Sharon Hodges as they prepare their rocket, dubbed Accelerator, for the ceremonial first launch of the day. Sharon and Wayne hope their rocket, which is painted a striking green and orange and the height of a full-grown man, will soar about 7,000 feet into the air.
That tells me the altitude that it flew on the last flight. Three beeps means that the dual deployment system is functional. It means it's ready to launch.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, out in the back.
And with that, we retreat back a safe distance to watch the rocket launch into a crystal clear desert sky with no wind. Ideal flying conditions.
Straight up.
Coming over the top. Looks like we have a small drogue out.
Yeah, right overhead, going slightly to the east.
Wayne's very pleased by the launch, the flight, and the beautiful white contrail the rocket leaves in its wake.
If you could see the hair on my arms right now, it's get a rush out of this,
rockets,
you know. There's
rockets,
nothing like a really perfect, successful flight like that. I mean, look, everything came out perfect.
It's coming down right now.
Nice
and slow.
It's
going to hit the floor of the lake bed right there.
Let's just walk out and get it, Sharon.
Farther back, away from the launches and recoveries, there's a temporary village of parked RVs and campsites. And at nearly every one, people are working to assemble and prep rockets for launch.
I wanted to build a rocket that could handle the biggest motor you can legally fly in California, which is an M-class motor. This will fly this rocket to about, last time I flew it, it went to 13,100 feet.
When he's not launching rockets, Mike Ospie inspects low-income housing for a living. Like so many other guys at Rockstock, and it's a guy-heavy scene, he says he got bit by the rocketry bug as a child, watching the glory days of the American Space Program on TV.
I remember as a kid getting big pieces of paper and taping them together and drawing rockets, and I always wanted to build rockets. And, you know, if I had it to all do over again, I'd probably try to get into the industry somehow. But my life took a different path. That's my connection. I'm a born-again rocketeer.
But many here, like aerospace engineer David Reese, are professional rocketeers, working for NASA or private space companies. Why do this on their free time?
You know, you work on rockets all day and you get stressed out by them and, you know, worried about little minutiae of things going wrong on a professional flight. And this, you get to enjoy the flight without all the stress. So...
As he works to prepare his rocket for launch, David tells me how some amateur rocketeers can spend thousands of dollars on this hobby, building rockets that can soar as high as 100,000 feet into the atmosphere. That's more than three times the height of Mount Everest. David says building a powerful rocket is great, but as a rocketry connoisseur, he's more impressed by other factors.
I'm impressed by consistency and skill. You know, if you're going to go out and drop a bunch of money on a rocket and then fly it and crash it, it doesn't really impress me. But if you, year after year, fly complex rockets successfully with a lot of complex events in flight, you know, do something unusual, something interesting, that impresses me.
And with that, David takes his own rocket out to launch, sharing the joy of watching something he built slip the bonds of Earth and pierce the sky. For Only a Game, I'm Saul Gonzalez.